Well guys, so don't tell me you've forgotten my voice so soon. Anyways, a reintroduction is due. So let's take this again. Hello guys, my name is Ola and you're welcome to Ola's Day. And I think this is a good time to raise our glass to a new dispensation. So I'm going to say welcome to a new dispensation because you're not just listening to Ola's Day, you are listening to Ola's Day Season 3. Yeah. And on today's episode, we're going to keep it classy, nice, simple and welcoming to new listeners and to our previous listeners. So we're going to be doing a particular segment of Ola's Tea that didn't really feature in the last season, and that is Treads I Can't Read Alone. And yep, so let's not waste so much time, let's just get right into it. So on a very peaceful, amazing, nice day, Samuel Otigba took to Twitter and he tweeted, "What is the most unintelligent lie a partner has ever told you in a relationship?" And to be honest, I actually was expecting, she's my bestie, he's my cousin, he's my blah blah blah, because we've been hearing it, as in we've listened to this song to the extent that the CD is skipping. So I was expecting that. So I was like, okay, let me see, sort of kind of thing. And then I got to read the thread. All I can say is that the devil stole pen and book to jot things down. You know how the Bible refers to the devil as the father of all liars, and how our parents always pray that we excel and exceed them in life? Unfortunately, most of you disappointed your father, because when I said the devil was jotting things down, he did not want to take things away. No, he was jotting things down because these are lies that should never be retold again in the history of this world. Because what? To say they are unintelligent is, it can't begin to describe the lies. So if I don't want it to be like I'm hyping it, let's just get right into it, because you need to listen to what I read. terrible. No, it's a terrible something. So the first tweet or the first reply that I'll be reading is from Honey Dolapo, and she tweeted, "Saw pictures of him and the girl in bed together, semi-nude. Confronted him and he said the girl was stranded and needed a place to sleep. He only went to the bed to take pictures with her and sat on the bed all through. May 25th, 2016. First and last outbreak." So first of all, when I read this reply, the first thing that came to my mind is this amazing song that I love by Corey. It's called Yonibo. So I'll quickly give you a rundown of the story. So pretty much it's the same thing. The roles of the gender were reversed, in the sense that it was raining, the guy was stranded in the rain, this lady gave him a lift and took him home and sheltered him. But in the course of the night, our sister was besumo the guy, and the guy was like, "No, I can't do this. First of all, I love the Lord." I don't think that was his first reason though, because he actually first said, "This lady is really pretty, she's a widow, blah blah blah." And then he went, he has a wife, he has a son, he loves the Lord. So either ways, whichever comes first, the fact that he thought about God is enough to say this is the Joseph of our days, right? So this story is just similar. I would love to play this music for you, but I'm looking at this thread and I see that time will really, really pass us by. So I think I'll just drop it at the end of the episode so that you guys can listen to it. And if you love it, you can just check it out on YouTube or Apple Music or wherever it is that you want to listen to it from. Now, let us first forget about the fact that they took a picture semi-nude on the bed. Let's forget about the setting. Let's forget about the way they went through it. Let us talk about the purpose of the picture. So, Mr. Man, I would like you to explain, why are you taking a picture with a lady that was stranded? Are you planning a reunion in the next 10 years? Like, Twitter, "I met this girl when she was stranded. We took this picture. Twitter, do your thing." Because I want to know why you guys asked to take a picture. Secondly, I want to ask, Shemon King Washer, in your village, they don't wear clothes. I mean, where you came from, you cannot take picture wearing clothes. Because why do you have to be semi-nude? And thirdly, in fact, this is the line that made me know that you are lying. Not just that you are lying, you are a very, very, very lazy liar. Because I mean, try to reach the person. See, let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I'm pissed about this thread is that they did not just lie to their partner in the form that they did not reach their partner at all. Also, can't you just think about it, that if your partner is explaining or narrating the story to somebody else, at least read we that we will listen, because or more, I am not really finding it funny. So now listen, my question is that, How do you move from a bed with a semi-nude lady and you go back to the chair? Nah, that is where I draw the line. You're a liar, sir. Mr. Man, God is gonna judge you because you're lying. Because, okay, so I read this tweet recently and it said that this guy pretty much invited a girl over and he was like, okay, the baby's here, she's just sitting down on the chair and I'm on the bed. How do I get her from the chair to the bed? And someone gave the same. Dude, I am beginning to think that you're the one that gave that advice because it sounds like this is what you've done. You've tried it and you tested it and you found out that it worked because it has to be. So the nigga told that guy that take a picture of the girl and tell us to come and see it. Of course, people will not want to see if they are photogenic in the picture that you took of them when they were unlooking. Of course, you'll be moved to the bed and then things can happen. So my guy, you did not go back to the chair. God will judge you for that lie. Now, you see, all these lies is painful enough, but the fact that I've been told that Nigerians have the side of insensitivity and the fact that you guys did not fail to show yourself under this thread is another thing. So, after this amazing story that Honey Dolapo dropped for us, then John Kelvin came around and said, this can't be the last heartbreak, though. I mean, it could make sense. And Mr. Malik was like, Limao, there is more to come, Abi. My brother, we are seeing it in our future. There is more to come. John Kelvin came back and said, at least there should be one more breakfast before marriage. It no go bad. Like, why? Why are you planning break? She's tired of eating. Auntie is going on hunger strike. So yes, there will be no more breakfast for Honey Dolapo. So Honey Dolapo, I pray that this is your first and last heartbreak, as you've said. And I hope that's not because you are giving up on love, because there are still guys out there that will love you without lying. I don't know. Because I mean, the best of men, they are still men. So yeah, I don't know if they're gonna lie, but I hope they rate you when they lie, and I hope they don't cheat on you. I hope they're lying to you to probably spare your feelings on something sensible that doesn't have to do with infidelity. So yeah, thank you. Now the next tweet that I will be reading is from DJ MBG, and it said, I saw a text she sent to another guy. You only call me when you want to satisfy your libido. So it went ahead and said, I told Auntie to explain. She said she meant the guy only call her when he needs money, that she did not know that libido has anything to do with sex. I shook. First of all, so what did she exactly think libido mean? When it needs money. The article is serious slang. Now you can just say, lend me money. Ah, my brother, my libido is really low. Article is serious. Let me not lie to you. This lady have been having transactional sex. That's just the explanation. I'm sorry. Because if it needs okay. My brother, I hope you did not break up with her. Because what I'm about to tell you right now is eye-opening. When you hear it finished, if you broke up with her, you will realize that you made a mistake. Because listen, when somebody is broke, the collar, that means she is a what? Problem-solving person. And that means what? Libido is being what? It's been transacted for money. Your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend, as the case might be, is a sugar mommy. So if you let her go, you have lost. And also, it could be that it's your money that she's giving to somebody. So either way, I don't like to interfere in relationship of people. I'm just saying, think about it very well. Have you been giving her a lot of money? If you have been giving her a lot of money, then she has been using your money. Wanting fuel abushi abulalejo. That means they've been using your own money to what? To entertain somebody else. Somebody's libido. Do you understand? But if you've not been giving her money, my brother, you just missed out. It's not everybody that will marry your Ted Ola speaking. Some people will marry those that what think libido is Brooklyn. So I'm sorry for you. You need to get her back. You are losing on all fronts. So please go back to get your girl. Because what, she's a sugar mommy. You just did not know. Now you know. There's one thing I say, that you don't know the value of something and you've lost it, right? So I feel it's not too late to go get her back. you should apologize for what cheating. May ah, my beno. Ebigom, I need you to satisfy my libido because my pocket libido needs to be satisfied. You should get her back. Thank you. That's all I have to say. If you're not gonna listen to me, then that's your problem. Now, the next tweet I'm going to read is by Uduakobong, and she said, "Listen to the lie." I don't even have any comment on this, so I'm just gonna read it and move on because that's it. That's just gonna be it. We just read it and move on because if we go, I can't explain. No. So she tweeted that he had to have sex with his ex for medical reasons, and she wrote a nota bene there like, "I am still confused, my sister. I am more confused than you are, because right now I'm trying to put it in context. Like, what is the medical reason? You know what? Whoever the ex is." For medical reason, for his own medical reason, or okay, let's move. No comment. I promise you, no comment. The next one I'll be reading is from Aduke Onikake, and she tweeted and replied, "He and my friend were having steady knocks. When they got caught, he said, 'I did it for you.' Till date, that line is still fresh in my memory. My question as how? For you. How? Is it a hostage situation? Is it a blackmail? I need to understand. I did it for you. Maybe probably is trying to, I don't know. You know, sometimes you try to like make excuse for people, but sometimes I can't. When I said the devil wasn't proud of these people, do you understand what I mean? Because I'm sorry, I cheated on you because I did it for you. We move. Please, I'm just saying, this is December 2021. Please, let this lies. No effort, bottom barrel, lack of creativity, stupid lies. Let it end here. In fact, may I just quickly add this? It is actually not good to lie. Not only just to your partner, in any relationship you find yourself, amorous relationship, a family relationship, business relationship. And I feel that you only lie to people that you are scared of. No one is beating you at this big age of yours, so why are you lying? So it's either you don't say it or just keep quiet. And also, infidelity is just, I don't know, it's lack of discipline. It just shows a lack of the fear of God. That's what I'm just going to put. I'm just chipping it in, just so you know. So, if you're caught cheating, just spare your partner they deserve the respect of not listening to bullshit. Either an explanation or a lie. Like, just shut up! Not the talk again. Because, I don't want to put myself in the shoes of these people, but, fam, like, these are breakfasts that come with pepe. I like a sweat. It's not suya, no. Like, it's like when somebody give you akamu to drink, but they put pepe in it. I don't understand what kind of foolish food is that. If you not tombele, your tongue will not be okay. It's just wrong on every front. Please stop it. Like, you're making me stammer because I don't even know what. Like, we move. So the next tweet I'm going to read is by Lacool. He tweeted that the engagement ring I gave her was too small, the reason she bought a bigger one. Not knowing another guy engaged her, she threw my ring away and what the guy. Wait, hold up. She threw what away? She threw my ring away and wore the guy's own. So first of all, my question is, how did you manage to get two guys to be so much in love with you? Even to the point that both of them engaged you. I will let any woman with big ass. You know when you are doing better and you're like, you have big ass. This is the lady. Because she had enough love to share to two people. And nobody even knew that they are being played. Ah, my sister, stop it. You are, I cannot be hailing you right now because I should not be proud of you. I am shocked. But then I'm just going to say that first, a bigger ring does not mean a more cordial marriage, yeah. But if at all you feel like a bigger ring is what you want to follow, you shouldn't throw the ring away.
And how did you manage to even sell the lie? Like, oh, I threw it away. You didn't even go with, oh, I went back to exchange and added some money to get a bigger one. You threw it away. You threw my hard-earned money away. You guys are trying. I'm not going to lie to you, because honestly, at that moment, you have two options. You either provide my other ring, or I'm going to sue you. Ah, you can now sue for breach of contract. I'm going to sue you. If I, please, Mr. Lakul, I have one more question for you. How did you handle the situation? I mean, you already found out that she is engaged to somebody else. How did you handle it? Did you get your ring back? Did you just fashy? Exactly. Is she happily married to the guy, to the other guy? Did you tell the other guy? Like, I really want to know. So, like, the video was, call me. Let us... Okay, I'm joking. Now, the next tweet I will be reading here is by Tired Nigerian. And I'm just going to say that Laku's ex-girlfriend has a younger sister. It flows in their vein. They have the same behavior, so you can just tell that they are related by blood. You understand? So it's almost the same storyline. And he said, I saw an engagement ring in her bag, and she told me she bought it to see how it would look on her finger. I said it where it was engaged to another guy. Sissy. Hey, God. God of Israel. So I thought only guys that... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not shading married men. Of course, and it shouldn't come as a shade to married men, except you are unfaithful, do you get? So I thought they're the only one that have to go to the stress of removing their ring to, you know, to commit adultery. But to see that you're taking off your engagement ring... So why are you engaged in the first place? I'm just saying, this person, you took their ring as a good faith that you want to spend forever with them till they lead you to the altar, right? So why, when you know that you still want to die, when you know that the streets is still urging you to do more, why are you, and yeah, you people cry. You like, pro, if you want to see enjoy the street, then stay in the street. No, they move from street to relation. No, stay one place. Stay one place. Simple. So yeah, the next tweet I'm going to be reading is by Yuji. And he said, she called me to say goodnight, that she was asleep all evening, while I was lying down in her bedroom. I entered with a specky. I burst laugh and asked her to call me on a video call. She did, and that settled it. So in case you don't understand the story, let me explain. Basically, what happened is that this guy showed up in the afternoon to see his babe, entered with Specky, did not meet babe at home. He laid on the bed and was just enjoying, maybe going through Twitter and reading tweets and, you know, laughing. He hasn't seen his girl since afternoon till evening, and the girl called to say, oh, good night. And he was like, oh, where are you? And she's like, oh, I've been sleeping in my bed all day. And so the guy was like, hello, I've been laying on your bed with the invisible you. How nice. This is the right place to say,
this is not what the man do. It can't be possible.
So he's like, you know, that it makes sense. He was like, okay, you know what? Before we start going back and forth, video call me, FaceTime me, baby Loria, go check out for Chikorawa. So you know how you call and then you just see your decor and you're like, ah, no, you're around me right now. Like, and I'm sure the girl will just be like, can you see me now? Like, surely me, can we see each other? So at that moment, it was like, that settled this. Like, end of story, end of discussion. There's nothing to say. So now my question to you, Yuji, is what happened? Did you mend the relationship? Is that the end of the relationship? She short a Tony, yeah. So yeah, I just want to know. So after the whole location review, I want to know what happened after also. So call me too. Do you understand? Thank you. Finally, before I, you know, take a bow from today's show, this last one is, I'm just going to read it out so that you can listen. It's from Cynthia Asije. And she tweeted, he joined a dating app. He said God told him to reach out to the girls there so they could stop doing what they are doing. So this reminds me of, if you grew up watching Christian movie, it reminds me of a Christian movie I watched like that called One Day to Die. And basically this pastor picked up, like, he went to all this place where they pick a lot up, right? So he picked one of them up, and it turned out, I'm just gonna rush through. So it turned out that the man took the lady home and the maid served him, you know, because I mean, he's my ogas chick or ogas chick for the night, right? Turned out the man is a pastor, the maid is the pastor's wife, and they used the opportunity to evangelize to her. So yeah. And so bringing that same experience, not experience, but let me say, bringing that same strategy into this conversation. I mean, the world is becoming virtual. I mean, due to COVID and all, I mean, meetings are happening online, everything. So I see no reason why evangelism shouldn't happen online too. I'm going to say this of all lies wins the award for today as the most non-God-fearing, non-creative, non-intelligent lie I've ever seen. So thank you very much for joining me on today's show. It's been a very long time, I understand that. Don't forget to follow me at @Ola_podcast, and also don't forget to listen, don't forget to call a friend to listen, and don't forget to share. And before I go, happy holidays, happy new year in advance. So thank you very much, you guys. I really appreciate you listening. I love you all. Mwah. Was a stranger on my way when it started raining. Pretty woman offered me a place to rest. It was such a dapper night. Danger knew she was my angel true. Oh, she was so beautiful as she was kind. And a widow she was. And now I wondered how life could be so cruel. So cool, but I know